President Muhammadu Buhari says improved gold mining operations will create more than 250,000 jobs and over $500 million in royalties and taxes annually. Buhari told the launch of the Presidential Artisanal Gold Mining Initiative that the effort will result in the setup of accredited gold buying centers across key mining areas. He says artisanal miners and small and medium enterprises engaged in mining will also benefit. Analysts say the operations will assist diversify the country's revenue base and improve foreign reserves because the central bank will increase its gold reserves. Some economists say the initiative could bear fruit. Professor K. Onuchukwu is an economist and director of University of Port Harcourt Business School.
For an economy to grow and grow in real terms, there must be what to call product diversification, revenue diversification, and export diversification. You know that the Nigerian economy is a monocultural one where we depend on one product, we depend on one export, and one source of revenue. So if we're able to exploit the gold industry and do adequate legislation and ensure that production is carried out without problem and we'll have enough to export, definitely it's going to boost our foreign reserve.
The government says it lost $3 billion to illegal miners in 6 years. Onuchukwu suggests government should regulate their activities by making them partial owners of some companies operating in the mines.
The activities of the illegal gold miners will have to be regulated by adequate legislation, because you don't just leave an industry like that for people to go in and do whatever thing they like. So they that are doing it, government have to look at what they are doing because it's their own source of livelihood, and then see how they can improve on what they are doing and also make them partial owners of some of the companies operating in the gold industry to help them survive and also increase their welfare.
Onuchukwu says diversifying the economy will make it more resilient and more capable to withstand any shocks. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Lagos.